Hare Krishna. Good morning, everyone. This morning's class is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, entitled the Summum Bonum, Chapter 9. Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. That's the title of Chapter 9. And the text is 1 and 2. Sri Chuka Uvacha Ekada Grihadasishu Yashoda Nanda Gehini Kamantarani Yuktashu Nema Manta Swayam Dadi Yani Yani Hagitani Tadbala Charitani Cha Dadi Nevantane Kale Smaranti Tanya Gayata. So, word for word translation. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Ekada, one day, Grihadasishu, when all the maidservants of the household were otherwise engaged, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, Nandagehini, the queen of Nanda Maharaj, Karma Antara, in other household affairs, Yutasu, being engaged, Nemamanta, churned, Swayam, personally, Dadhi, the yogurt, Yani, all such, Yani, such, Iha, in this connection, Gitani, songs, Tat Bala Charitani, in which the activities of her own child were enacted, Cha, and Dadi Nemantane, while churning the yogurt, Kale, at that time, Smaranti, remembering, Tani, all of them in the form of songs, Agayata, chanted. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, one day, when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way, she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all those activities. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting from the Vaishnava Toshani of Srila Sanatana Goswami, says that the incident of Krishna's breaking a pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Yashoda took place in the Deepavali day, or Deepa Malika. Even today in India, this festival is generally celebrated very gorgeously in the month of Kartik by fireworks and lights, especially in Bombay. It is to be understood that among all the cows of Nanda Maharaj, several of Mother Yashoda's cows ate only grasses so flavorful that the grasses would automatically flavor the milk. Ooh. I like that. Mother Yashoda wanted to collect the milk from these cows, make it into yogurt, and churn it into butter personally, since she thought that this child Krishna was going to the houses of neighborhood gopas and gopis to steal butter because he did not like the milk and yogurt ordinarily prepared. Okay. While churning the butter, Mother Yashoda was singing about the childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, he would transform it into poetry or have this done by a professional poet. It appears that Mother Yashoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Therefore, she poeticized all of Krishna's childhood activities, such as the killing of Putana, Agasura, Shakatasura, Trinavata, and while churning the butter, she sang about these activities in poetical form. This should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. This incident shows how Krishna conscious Mother Yashoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons. Okay. Om Aginatimirandasya Gyana Gyanashalakaya Chakshu Amilitam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpat Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Om Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivashari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Shacharini Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurachishe Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himadvedi Vyacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So, the translation again for Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, Chapter 9, and Text 1 and 2. So here's the translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, "One day, when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way, she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all those activities." Now that's a very enthusiastic and fired up Mother Yashoda. Imagine composing songs about your son and composing on the fly, you know, just doing it right out of as it comes to you, the pastimes, and singing about them immediately. How many musicians can do that? How many musicians can do that? And Mother Yashoda just does it naturally, because she's already so much in love with Krishna that, boom, the ideas just come. This is Krishna Prema. When you are in love with Krishna, Krishna just opens this whole floodgate of all kinds of ideas, realizations. And all of that, I mean, for Mother Yashoda, it's easy because she's just living with Krishna, and everything that's happened and she's heard is what she's talking about. And she's made it into a song, and she's singing and churning the butter, because the maid servants are too busy at that time, so she decided to do it herself. Wonderful Krishna consciousness. In other words, she is first humble, she is spontaneous, she didn't have to wait for the maid servants to churn the yogurt before, and then, you know, she's a boss after all, the maid servants are the maid servants. So she could really have had them do it later if she wanted to. But you know, they're busy, so I'll do it myself. It doesn't matter. So she did that. That's one. And Sri Prabhupada says, we should follow such persons. Therefore, if there are devotees that have to do some things sometimes, and because of whatever they're doing other services, don't sit down and wait for them to finish before they can do yours. You're just wasting Krishna's time. Do it yourself. So you're a leader. So what? Do it yourself. You're a leader, but you're a servant of Krishna anyway. You're still a servant. That's my Guru Maharaj says, you're a leader, but you're a servant leader. So then you don't let the false ego take over. You just access humility and do it. And that's exactly what Madhya Shara did. She didn't wait for the The maid service. That's one point. And then she personally churned the yogurt, and while she was churning, she was already excited. Hmm? So she remembered Krishna's pastimes, and then she decided, I'm going to make songs out of them. Sometimes when we're doing something, we like to listen to music, or sometimes when we're doing something, we like to sing ourselves. And Krishna, Mother Yashoda, everything is about Krishna. 100% about Krishna. So if she's going to do that, then it should be about Krishna. So she decides to sing about Krishna's activities and make it into a song. And then churn the yogurt without waiting for the maidservants. Now this is a model devotee. You just have to do things like that. You just have to at home. Mm-hmm. And you'll be excited the whole time. Every time you do something like that. So one, if everybody is tied up at your house, don't wait. Help out. Then, especially if it's devotional, it's even better. Hmm? Help out. In general, help out. But if it's devotional, it's even better. Mother Yashoda is spontaneous. Now, in the Garga Samhita, it gets better. So this is all, now the gopis are involved in churning butter. This is, I read it in Garga Samhita. So, the excitement in Gokul is when the milk has been taken from the cows, so now the next day early in the morning, Brahmahutta time, all these gopis in the different houses, they start churning, they're churning for yogurt. And the way it's described in the Garga Samhita, don't think it's only Mother Yashoda that's musical. All of the gopis are musical, every one of them. And so when they are churning the butter in their houses, you know, when you churn, the more than but they make a sound, right? So the sound is changed into a rhythm. And they can hear each other's in each other's houses because their ears are better than our Kali Yuga ears. We don't have good ears like that. So they can hear. And so they just use the churning together. And so the entire thing is changed into a musical rhythm sound. The entire churning. And that's the way Garga Samhita describes it. So you can imagine like a whole lot of mudangas playing at one time. And everybody is expert. So that's how it sounds with the person. And then they're singing. So Mother Yashoda is singing her songs. They are also singing. She's singing her songs about Krishna. But they're all churning like that. So this is an opportune moment even the maidservants could do. Mother Yashoda did it herself. Because in the other gopis' houses, they also do the same thing. So this is what is described in the Garga Samhita. Then it gets better. Not only that, in Vrindavan, you know that Krishna, the underneath of his feet, there's all these designs, right? Different things, not like the feet we have, Kali Yuga type feet. Hmm? Balaram has it too. So when they play around as kids, as children, and they walk in the dust of Vrindavan, the footsteps have all those designs there. The conch, the umbrella, all of those there. So imagine going there and seeing on the ground in the dust all of these designs. This is artwork. The ground itself is artwork because of the feet under their feet. And then it gets better. You know the gopis, they do henna, right? And this designs, yeah. So when they do henna and it's not dry yet, it's wet, they go to the cows. Rather than wait for it, they will put the henna right on the skin of the cows. So the design that they had on hands are on the cows, on the Surabhi cows. Like that. So imagine coming to Gokul. The floor, the ground has got Krishna's designs on the feet. The cows have this on there. And then they got all this gold and they can decorate them all they want. So why are we still sitting in the material world in this jail when it's so much better over there? That's why Srila Prabhupada says, we gotta go. Go home and go enjoy. We're trying so hard to make it here. But we're actually suffering. We're making it too hard on ourselves. Krishna wants us to go back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hmm? And very easy way in Kali Yuga to go back. So we should take advantage of it. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Srila Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur, quoting from the Vaishnava Toshani of Srila Sanatana Goswami, he says that the incident of Krishna's breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound, Mother Yashoda, took place, okay, so now the Deepavali day, so that is You know, historically, it's just been added to it. And Sri Prabhupada is making the point that even in India today, they still celebrate it with the pomp and gallery, all of that stuff, which is wonderful. Okay, now, Mother Yashoda, the cows, they ate grass. Anyway, so let's talk about the whole incident. So the gopis were telling Mother Yashoda that Krishna comes to their house and steals butter and take all kinds of yogurt and feeds the cowboys, feeds the monkeys, and all, so to do it deliberately. Just to cause trouble, but it's transcendental trouble. And the gopis love it. Actually, they love it when he comes to do that. If he doesn't come to do that, they go, well, Krishna didn't come today. I wonder why. So actually, they like it. Even though they complain to Mother Yashoda, it's all just, it's all part of the play. So anyway, so they go there. But Mother Yashoda heard them out. My son Krishna is taking milk from them. I can't have so much milk in the house. Why can't I do, I'm doing everything right. Well, maybe because their milk is more flavorful than mine. Well, I can change that. So then she starts feeding as best grass as she can get to the cows. And then from that, just go on. And I won't go to the whole story, but this from one cow to the next, he just kept purifying and getting much better flavor until she got cow milk. That was the highest flavor that she can get. And she would give that to Krishna. Radha Maharaj is talked about this in a lecture before. And now it's being added that the grass is so flavorful because of what Mother Yashoda has done to the grass and increasing. She's a scientist, by default, she's already a scientist. She's made it better and better and better and better. And now she's got grass so nice that the milk now has the flavor of a grass in it, and it's wonderful. Now, how in the world do we get this type of, we have this type of milk here? Not even in Girinagri, that is supposed to be a Ahimsa farm. We don't get this type of flavor in the milk. This is just regular milk. It's organic. It's Ahimsa. It's nice. But this kind of flavor, you don't even have to put any flavor in it. The grass itself is flavored. So this is how wonderful Mother Yashoda takes her time to do something wonderful for Krishna. So then Srila Prabhupada says, everything you do as a devotee for Krishna consciousness should be first class. Everything should be first class. So I love it now around ISKCON that everybody that struggled as a temple president and used the temple that, the building was okay and everything, but everybody's thinking about, I'm going to have a first class temple. One by one. Philadelphia has done it. Baltimore has done it. And now, what's that place? Ohio. They are doing it. And now my wife Anusia is also thinking, at some point we gotta have a temple that's nice too. So she's already planning for that. She's actually saving up for down payment. So Krishna's gonna help, I know. We're just trying to improve now. This past Saturday, me and two younger guys do everything else for this old building that we have. But you all know what it is. After a while, you know how it is. Baltimore had a very small place, and the time came and they did the groundbreaking. And, people worked very hard to raise money, and it was not enough because they would make you work for it, You raise money, it wasn't enough, and then the mother put in his own money, and the vice president put in his own savings. They all did that. And then Krishna blessed them like anything. They got far more Lakshmi for just doing that because their hearts were in it. Their hearts were in it. And then in the end, beautiful building. So the time came, the wonderful part of it was he took a crane and then mowed down the old building, just got it out of there, and just whoop, gone. And now it's wonderful building. And people got so excited. You could just see, to this day, just because they have a nice building, people are so excited about coming to the temple. But now, coronavirus has kind of stepped in, but this is life, Disease is here in the material world, it's not like the spiritual world. Here we have to deal with situations as we get them. But even with that, so many advantages are now there. We're doing online. So many of our high-level devotees, Srila Prabhupada disciples, can you get them to travel to come to a temple so easily? No. But now, on Zoom, there he is. You can see him, and he can preach to you. So it seems like, we're going to, in one sense, going through inconvenience. But actually, we're also going to associate more with high-level devotees of Srila Prabhupada. They're also on there easily. Now, you are in Philadelphia, so you just get Vishnu Gadapu anytime, but we don't get him. So when he appears online, it's a big deal for us in Harrisburg. You know, again, like that. Like that. Hmm? That we have to say, I don't have time for boy, I don't have, it's so hard to get him. But if you say, okay, you can, sure, I'll be there, 8 o'clock, sure. And then he is. He preaches to us. And Balabadra, Fubu, in Atlanta. How are you going to get him to even come to your temple? See, two times a week. I mean, every 2 weeks, he's on and preaching. I'm hearing all these things about Srila Prabhupada that we didn't know, that he's telling us. So it's coronavirus, the one that caused it. Yeah, but look at how much we're getting now. Giriraj Swami. He came on, how are you going to get Giriraj Swami in Harrisburg? He came on Zoom and he talked, I'll tell you, this past time was even, it's a whole past time when he came on. So he gave a lecture, all right? It started at 8 o'clock in the evening. Why? Because he's in California. That's 5 o'clock there because it's 3 hours behind, okay? So he started at 5 there, but it's 8 o'clock to us. So it's already evening. A whole lot of devotees, including his disciples, are on this call. Almost 100 people. 70-something, 80, but a lot of devotees. Okay, so he preaches, he finishes. All right, well, so it's over, right? Okay, so everybody, Haribo, nobody got off. They stayed on. They didn't want to go. They're getting his darshan directly. And it's affecting everybody so much after he finished. And he speaks, I know how he speaks. He speaks very slowly, but you hear everything so distinctly. And the bhakti is that you can just feel it coming right out of the computers. So when they finished, his disciples didn't want to leave. And even those of us that are not, we didn't want to leave either. So what did Maharaj do? He went on and preached a little more for about another 15 minutes. Okay, it's over, right? No, the Buddhas are still sinning and they wouldn't leave. So then Maharaj said, okay, well, let's chant. See, now in the meantime, it's past 9 o'clock, it's going on 10. It's 7 o'clock in California, but it's getting late for us. Still, the Buddhas don't want to go. So he took his bead bag, we took our bead bags, and we all started chanting. Maharaj is chanting, 1 hour. Which means now it's getting close to 11 at night. It's 8 o'clock in California, but it's 11 at night. Maharaj is still on there, and he's just kind of smiling. It's not him. The bodies don't want to get off. They just don't want to get off. So 11 o'clock, and then we preach, and I took my bead bag, and I just said to myself, I'm going to outlast Maharaj. I'll just stay on. I don't care. I'll stay on until he gets off, then I'll go. But if he's going to chant for 2 hours, I'll chant. If he chants 3 hours, I'll chant 3 hours. I have nowhere else to go. So it's 12 midnight. So what? I'm home. I'm home, and he's home where he is. So we chanted around 11:30. Finally, the temple president stepped in. That time, Sri says, we are going to end this. Maharaj has other things to do. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. 11:30 at night, before we got off. Just one lecture. 8 o'clock, 3.5 hours. Giriraj Swami. Can you get him to come easily to Harrisburg or Philly? No. But it's Zoom that did it. By the mercy of Zoom. By the mercy of Krishna. Using electronics. We got all of this. So we're hearing now Bhagavatam. Are we in Vrindavan? No. But just by reading it, it takes you there. You see what Mother Yashoda is doing. The maid servants couldn't do the churning, so she decided to do it herself. She takes Krishna's pastimes and makes a song immediately, spontaneously, and she's singing to herself and turning the yogurt. All right, so that in the purport, and look at the time now. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada continues the songs that Mother Yashoda is singing, especially about the demons that cancer sent, beginning with Putana, then Agasura, then Shakatasura. Then Trinavata. So Putana is this demoness that turned into a beautiful woman and was killing all of these people, these babies, because council has found out that the eighth child has been born and the eighth child, you know where he is now. So just sent the first troublemaker, Putana, to go there and try to kill. Demons are like that, they don't care. Try to kill all of them, and hopefully Krishna will be one of them because they're all in the same area anyway. And then I would solve, he thinks I would solve his problem because the eighth child is supposed to be the cause of his death, not his Krishna or Vishnu, as he said, put it that way. So, Putana goes, it didn't work, put it mildly. He takes the baby. Everybody is deceived in the house and thinking that there's a demigoddess that's come. Takes Krishna, puts Krishna on her breast, smeared with poison. Krishna just sucked the breast and angrily sucked the life out of her, and she ran out and expanded to this 12-mile giant and fell and even broke some trees in the process of falling down. And then there's the whole mayhem. People find out, Krishna, where is Krishna? Everybody runs out. Nanda Maharaj was not even there at that time. Nanda Maharaj was not there at that time. They came later on and found out what had happened. So then, finally, this demoness is dead. Little Krishna, in the size of lying on this huge 12 miles long. If you go 60 miles an hour on the highway, it will take you 12 minutes to do 12 miles. And that's a long, long, long distance. Very long distance. That's the demon's height. So then, when they showed them, they got Krishna off. They got, somehow got on this demon that is dead, this corpse, and took Krishna. And everybody is scared for Krishna. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because of Yuga Maya, they don't know who they're really dealing with. So the baby comes off. And Nanda Maharaj and the men, they came back and found out what had happened. Well, very unfortunate situation, but Krishna is fine. Okay, so that's good. So what to do? Well, there's this big 12-mile corpse on the ground, 12 miles and wide. And what they do is somebody dies, they cremate the body. So they have to cremate 12 miles of flesh. Imagine that. 12 miles. An average person is like 5'5", 5'6" feet. Now, my mile is 5,280 feet. Multiplied by 12, that's like 60,000, 70,000 feet. Not 5, 70,000 feet. And so, can they put it on fire? It has to be 70,000 pile of fire. That's not possible. So what do? They decided to cut a little bit after all he's dead, cut a piece at a time. But Krishna had sucked Putana's breast and purified the body before she died. He purified. So it's reported in Bhagavatam that as they cut the flesh just enough to put on the funeral, you know, pyre, right? And then they lit the fire and the body's on there. The fragrance that came out, it wasn't smoke smell. This is wonderful fragrance because Krishna has purified the body. Just like the grass had purified or has flavored the milk. But that's Krishna. So Krishna is wonderful. So many things that he can do. And so little by little by little, so all this time as they were burning Putana's body, all this flavor was permeating the whole place. Ngoku. Permeating the whole place. So they had this whole time that they were burning Putana's body, the whole place was very aromatic. So even though the demon is dead, now they're getting a very wonderful atmosphere, already flavored. And that's only Putana. And then the other ones will take it a little short, because I'm looking at the time. So after Putana, Agasura. Well, Agasura is the brother of Putana. Bakasura, Agasura, and Putana are all related. And Maharaj says, well, Putana is, Agasura's brother is Bakasura, and his sister is Putana. He says, they're quite a family, aren't they? Family of three big demons, all coming to kill Krishna. He says, that's Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj's humor. He says, it's quite a family. Everybody started laughing, obviously, just like you do it now. So Agasura is a snake. Now, one thing about Agasura, the cowherd boys, as it is spotted, or is reported, only some of the demons that Krishna killed have been reported in Bhagavatam. But actually, what was going on is every single day, Kansa was sending a demon to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. Every day some demon came. So it became the thing that happens. You know, the cowherd boys, they just come to Krishna, they all go, they tend to the cows. This is when the older ones turn, the older guys turn to the cows. They got the cows, and they just before lunch, another demon comes, and Krishna kills the demon, and they all say, yay, 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 he's a hero, Krishna has killed this demon. Then they have their lunch, and then they come home, and they tell, today, mommy, daddy, Krishna did this. And goes, oh, really? Oh, okay. All right. Every day they hear the same thing. So they already knew, the cowherd boys knew that whatever happens, every demon that comes, Krishna's going to kill him. So Agassi was another one. To them, it's another one. That's why when they realized that, even that he was a snake, they said, I will still go inside. Which demon didn't Krishna kill anyway? So see, that much confidence they had. Sometimes we're so, Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion. He says, surrender to me. I will reward you accordingly. And we sometimes say, well, I don't know. So many things are happening in Kali Yuga. I'm not so sure. We shouldn't start to think like that. The cowherd boys were totally confident that every demon can be killed by Krishna. So when they saw Agasura, and first some of them were confused, what is this mouth up of the sky? It looks like caves. Is it a cave? Nah, there's some smell coming out. Caves don't smell like that. It must be his breath. What about the tongue? That's not a real highway. So they figured it out, and still they said, we're going to go inside. Because they know Krishna can kill all of them anyway. All the demons. So this confidently, you know, that's real high confidence. Very high confidence, very trust, great trust in Krishna, which we need to be about. We should trust Krishna in all situations. So they walked in, and Agassura is still waiting for Krishna. Krishna has figured it out already. First, I'm not coming in. Agassura says, I'm not closing my mouth. You come in. And the cowherd boys are already going in. So Krishna says, okay, in a sense, I don't have a choice. Now, Krishna has so many ways to do things, but he decided, all right, well, I'll go inside. He went inside, Agassura closes his mouth, Agassura starts all of these horrible chemicals and things that he's rolling around, literally it's like an earthquake in there for them, for the cowherd boy, not to Krishna though, that's nothing to Krishna. And so finally, they die, they actually do die, but Krishna decides to teach Agassura a lesson. So Krishna starts causing trouble and expanding himself. Agassura's eyes are about to pop out. It's just so much problems with him. And finally, he gives up his life. The mouth gets open. Krishna brings all the cowherd boys back to life. They come out, and then the soul of Agassura comes out. When Ev comes out of him, and as they're waiting, all Krishna and all the cowherd boys come out, Krishna comes out, and then the soul merges with Krishna, went back to Godhead. So when Krishna kills, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. When Krishna helps the body, it's a blessing. And now Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna Prema is right in your lap. Just chant Hare Krishna and it will be yours. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Remember, the sages go through so much austerity, the rishis, and they only see the Lord in the heart. That's it, Paramatma. No pastimes, that's it. But just by chanting Hare Krishna in this Kali Yuga, we get to go back to Godhead, the Goloka Vrindavan, that one, the best one of all of the planets. The Prabhupada is taking us by chanting only 16 rounds minimum instead of 64 rounds. A devotee, a Vaishnava, is supposed to chant 64 rounds, and they chant only 16 rounds. We'll stop with this in a minute. 16 rounds. Now, you do the math, 64 and 16. 16 is only one quarter of 64. One quarter is 25%. Now, imagine you went to school and you have to qualify, you have to pass, and 100% is 64 points, and you got 16. That's 25 points. What do you think the professor will give you as a grade? F. 25% is F, my dear devotees. And Shilpa says, you get F, 25%, and you still pass. Your minimum is, if you did 25% and you're able to do 25 or a little more than 25%, you get to go home. Now, where would you get something that cheap? Even if you get 50%, you're a failure. 55%, you have to go past 60 before you start seeing even D. I've taught these things before, you know. A is close to 64, or 64 is 100%. And so we are 25% failures being allowed to go back home. See how much mercy your Prabhupada has given us? So why would you be given 25% and say, I'm not even going to do 25%? So what's the matter with you? You want 2%? No, you can't go with 2%. 25 is already F. take that and go a little bit higher. So it's 25% minimum. So 16 rounds is that easily given to us. Mercy, so much mercy. So Srila Prabhupada's divine grace, we need to thank him forever because he's the only one that changed. Otherwise, you'll have to do 64 rounds. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they all do 64 rounds or even more. Jagai and Madai, after Lord Chaitanya purified them, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, purified them after all what they did to Lord Nityananda, hitting him and causing him to bleed and all of that. And then finally, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya gave them the mercy and they changed and they promised to be good devotees. How much were they chanting? 200%. Not 100, 200, twice 64. They were chanting 128 rounds a day, each one of them. 128. Haridas Thakur, 300%. Haridas Thakur was chanting 192 rounds a day. And we do 16 and we're complaining? Why? So, you better not, you know, the Baba has made it so easy for him. So, you can't compare 25% to 100%, to 200%, to 300%. We don't have an excuse. We really don't. We don't. And Lord Chaitanya says, there are no hard and fast rules. Chant whenever, wherever. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So let's chant and go back so that we can join Mother Yashoda's pastimes with Krishna. That's all. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Okay, so I'll read the translation again. I have it here. You don't have to scroll down. One day, Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs. Therefore, she personally began to churn the yogurt. And while she was churning, she remembered Krishna's activities in his pastimes, some of which Papa said, and she made songs out of them, and then singing to herself with all those activities. So she was having a good time. So we should do the same thing. So Papa said, we should follow such persons the way they are. Hare Krishna. Jai. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. So, are there any questions or comments? So your own pastime, you want to talk about it too? It's up to you. Hare Krishna. I'm all ears. So, any questions or comments? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, good day, Mr. Prabhupada. Alright, so are there any questions? Are there, no comments, are there any questions? Hare Krishna. Yashoda Mai, very good point. Yashoda Mai is a pure devotee to the spiritual world. Remember, we are using these Kali Yuga minds. There's nowhere near the kind of minds they have. So don't beat yourself down so much you can't do at their level. Because when you come out of your body and you come a soul, yeah, you can do these things because your intelligence will be very high then. So don't worry about that part. Now, speaking about that, the gopis. So Mother Yashoda is a chief gopi. The other gopis, they also make songs. It's also described, I think it's also in Gaga Samhita. So in the Rasa dance, when they have Rasa dance, the gopis come up with new songs that same day. So it's not only Mother Yashoda. All of them can do that. So, and they're all expert. So they live simply, but they're highly intelligent. So they're not like us. We can't compose the way they can compose. They will compose, and some of them, they will tease Krishna in the middle of it. You know, things that had happened, they put all the words in there, basically what happened, how you stole the butter, and this, and then Krishna will respond back singing to answer them. So it goes back and forth, and then they're dancing in the meantime. So they're having a great time. So Srila Prabhupada says, just go home so you can join them. That's all. Hare Krishna. Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy. Guru's mercy. Any other questions? Hare Krishna. Okay. Very good question. Very good question. So, Srila Prabhupada says everything must be first class. He's a spiritual master. You cannot disobey the spiritual master. That's the first thing. So you better not give up on quality. You can't. Because as soon as you say, I'm not going to do things with quality because of quantity and everything, you've already disobeyed the spiritual master. Spiritual master says, do the right, do it this way, and you're doing it different. It's like spiritual master says, chant Hare Krishna, and you turn the words around. You have no business doing that. So you obey the spiritual master instructions. So the first thing, quality, no matter what the quantity, you cannot compromise on quality because Papa says, do it like this, so you do it like this. Now, so you do quality. Now, as far as the quantity, that's on you. You're a manager, so you deal with the logistics. Who else is going to help? Who else is going to help? And if you actually submit yourself to Krishna, Krishna, there's nothing Krishna can't do. So if it's even out of your hands as president or vice president, still, there's not one time that one way or the other, devotee, Krishna is in everybody's heart. That's the first thing. Paramatma is in, so you have a real issue. I understand from a managerial standpoint, the quality is high, but do we have enough? First of all, how many people are coming? We don't even know. What if more people come than it's been served? Then what do we do? How many times has that happened? when people came, you didn't know, and there wasn't enough prasadam. Well, how many times has that happened? So Krishna already knows what's going on. So we don't worry too much about the quantity part. You do the best that you can with the logistics of it, and everybody that's high quality because of what Srila Prabhupada says to do, and this thing will go on properly with no problem. We don't have that control. Krishna has that control. So just have faith and do the best that your intelligence can help you, but don't compromise on quality at all, because Mother Yashoda, look at the way the grass that is, I mean the milk that is given, all to the point where even the grass is flavoring the milk. Now how high a quality is that? That's 1,000%. That, I mean, it's way up there in terms of the type of milk is given. So we should never compromise in giving the grace. And you yourself have said, look at the temple you have now. How wonderful it is. So that's the way it should be the whole time. So no matter what's going on, never make a decision that because of this and this and this, we're going to go second class. That's already wrong. You always have to do the best that you can. The best that you can is first class. Because that's your ability. To the point we have limited ability. But we're going to do to the point that we can do. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. First class. Even the chanting, he put it at 16. You can't go below 16. So 16 and up is first class. Anything under 16 is not first class. Because our minimum is 16. So that way. So basically what we're saying in so many ways is, don't compromise on quality because Srila Prabhupada doesn't want that. So when devotees start a temple and so many things are not working, this is a wonderful thing we're going to do. We're going to build a better temple. That's nearly saying that I want first class for Krishna. And Krishna allows it to happen. Every single temple has been built that devotees tried to do. And look at the Palace of Gold in New Vrindavan. How beautiful it is. Devotees built it. Can you believe that? With all that gold leaf on outside, beautiful thing. So if you put your heart to it, Krishna will give it to you. There's nothing you can't do. So we should stay with the quality part. And then the logistics will come. He'll help us out with the quantity and everything will work out. One situation after another. And I've seen it in 20 years in Girilangi. Every time, somehow, everything works out wonderfully. Their hearts are into it, though. That's what matters. Hare Krishna. So hopefully that helps. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Any other question? Question? Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy. Jai. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sannibhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vaishnava Thakur ki jai. Gopamanande Hari Bolo.